Hey, it's the Bet Las Vegas on a busy Friday in the Memorial Day weekend. We'll get back to the Golden Knights, of course, one game away from the Stanley Cup and the news about the A's stadium on the strip. But all week, you know, I love my wrestling and we've been talking about it. AEW has invaded the city this Sunday, Double or Nothing at T-Mobile Arena. You can go get your tickets, a few still available, AEWtix.com. And joining us is a legend who will be competing. Jeff Jarrett Double J will be teaming up with Jay Lethal, challenging FTR for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. First and foremost, Jeff, I know you've been talking to a lot of people. How are you? How's Vegas treating you this weekend?
Oh my man, kind of music to my ears when I hear you about talking about the Golden Knights. You know, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and there was such a buzz in there a few years ago with the Preds. And I had some buddies that live out here, and they said, "Hey, they came to a few hockey games in Nashville with the Preds. There's a lot of energy. Just, you know, congrats to you guys. Hopefully, you guys can go ahead and get there and finally get a cup here. That would be amazing. Your existence is." You know, you hadn't been around that long, so
This
to get
year's.
where that's unbelievable. So congrats on that. Vegas is treating it great as usual. And you know what an opportunity is. We did Dynamite just 2 nights ago at the Grand Garden, and now we're headed to T-Mobile. So T-Mobile is another thing that hadn't been around that long, but it is a premier arena in the world. And for Double or Nothing to be taking place, you know, one of our four tentpole events at AEW. So it's stacked from top to bottom. I don't have to tell you. It sounds like you are very aware of it. But I'm pretty pumped and looking forward to this Sunday.
Now, it's funny you bring up the Golden Knights and all the success early on. You could kind of parallel that to AEW and everything that's been going on for them. And also, thank you for being nice because I know you're from Nashville and both of us, Vegas and Nashville, fighting to get an MLB team. Hopefully, both cities get a pro baseball team. But real quick, before we really dive into Double or Nothing, today's been a little emotional for you. I'm gonna let you in behind the scenes, Jeff. Earlier today, my son graduated pre-K. You know, all my life I thought it was silly and it's nonsense. Why is there graduation? Let's wait till high school. But to be honest, when he got up on stage and got his little diploma, I got a little emotional. He's about to turn 5 years old. And my question for you, my friend, this Sunday at T-Mobile Arena, do I take my son? Because one of your coworkers, John Moxley's running around hitting people with forks in the head. Is my son ready for all this? What do you say?
Hey, of course he is. I'm sliding one of my guitars, and a guitar versus a fork. Look, the little 5-year-old, it maybe he needs a little ukulele, maybe a smaller, a little acoustic equalizer. But of course, you got to break him in right. Now that he's grown up and he's a man and he's, you know, done one walk, look, everything else from here is downhill for him. If he's out of the pre-K mode and he's now, you know, headed into first grade, he definitely needs to you need to show him some love and show up, raise a little hell on Sunday, and watch me and Jay Lethal win the tag team titles.
Jeff, that is how you sell it. That was amazing. I think I'm going to take all those words. I'm going to play that for mom and we'll see what it says because you know she's boss. But another thing I want to talk to you about, which is really cool, is, you know, I take my interview seriously. So as soon as I knew that I was going to talk to you, I do my research. And by that, I mean I went to Google and I typed in your name. And the coolest thing is when you're looking at all the news that pops up when your name is on there, right? A lot of these headlines are asking and saying that this run that you've had with AEW these past couple months has been the best in your career. Obviously, you've done a lot in your career. And at your age, how does it feel to know that these are the discussions and that everyone's really digging what you're doing right now here with Jay Lethal?
You know, as you said, for someone at this stage of my career, I'm going on 37 years, or 37 years was literally last month or April. So I feel very blessed, very grateful to even be having this conversation is somewhat surreal. You know, I was saw a younger wrestler in the gym this morning. I was over at the Dragon's Lair, my man Flex. But you know, talking to one of the younger wrestlers, and candidly, my man, I've been wrestling longer than he's been alive. So that is something that I don't take for granted. Again, I'm very, very blessed for the opportunity, but I'll let folks judge whether it's good or bad or a little in between on where they think this rates in my career. I just know one thing. I couldn't ask for a better opportunity. I couldn't ask for a better scenario. Jay Lethal's my tag partner, Sonjay Dutt. a guy that I've known for 20-something years, my wife Karen by my side, and then we truly have a one-in-a-billion talent, 7'4" Satnam Singh. My man Satnam, you know, the first player ever drafted into the NBA that is a native of the country of India. So when you kind of look at our group being put together, it's truly mesmerizing, and we could not be more excited than going into our tag title as challengers. We're going to walk out champs, though.
And when you bring up the team you've assembled around you here in AEW, I have to ask you if I have to put you on the spot and say one word to describe how you feel doing all of this in AEW with your wife, with Jay Lethal, with the whole team, is the word that fits it grateful?
The five of us?
Yeah, are you grateful that you're having this opportunity and getting to do this with the people that you're doing it with?
I'm incredibly grateful. If you ask Sanjay or Jay or Satnam, they may say dominant.
No, I love that. And look, I want to ask this next question, and I'm not doing it to get a headline or this is the clip I'm going to put on Twitter. But as someone who's been in the business and been in all these different companies, you've seen how the cycle goes. So when you see that WWE and NXT is running a show on Sunday, what's the gauge in terms of the AEW locker room? Is it, who cares? We need to make sure we have a good show. Are you like, business is business and everyone's going to do what they want to do? Or how do you take that?
You know, at the end of the day, the longevity in my business, I found out real early in my career, and to this day, I compete against myself. That is my number one mindset. I want to be better than I was yesterday. If you compete against yourself day in and day out, that's the real barometer. You cannot control anything outside of that. You may think you can. You may think you can compete against other talent or other companies or other matches, if you will. At the end of the day, the only thing that you can really control your destiny is competing against yourself. And that's what I do day in and day out.
Jeff Jarrett joining us here on the Bet Las Vegas. Jeff will be teaming up with Jay Lethal, challenging FTR for the AEW World Tag Team Champions this Sunday night. Double or nothing. Go get your tickets at AEWTix.com. Two more questions before we bring it, before we get you out of here. And again, thank you, Jeff, so much for the time. Another word that I could use to describe AEW right now, or one of them, is momentum. Because you look at Double or Nothing, you look at All In, the beginning of the house shows, the announcement of Collision, the rumors about CM Punk and Goldberg, the new video game. It's a lot. And like I just said earlier, this business is 24/7, 365, meaning there's ebbs and flows. But from an overall standpoint, with us being less than 48 hours away from Double or Nothing, how do you feel about the position that AEW is in right now?
I think you literally answered your question for yourself, because when you look at Double or Nothing, literally kicking off the summer, we go from here to June 17th, the kickoff Collision in the United Center. We go from there up to Toronto with the Forbidden Door, an event that sold out in less than 24 hours. From there, Collision every Saturday night, but we're part of pop culture at the Calgary Stampede in mid-July. Then we go to that little show that you may have heard or may not have heard, Wembley, not arena, Wembley Stadium. Over 60,000 tickets in the first 72 hours sold. Not one match has been advertised. The brand is advertised. And then, of course, you know, All In, All Out. That's going to be our summer. So for the next 90 days, the momentum speaks for itself. You're right. I didn't even touch on the video game. I'm literally talking about the momentum of the event. So it's pretty cool to be right in the middle of all this, and momentum would be an understatement for what AEW's got going on right now.
Oh, this is incredible. All right, Jeff, let's hit you with some quick hitters before we get you out of here. What's the craziest and weirdest place you've wrestled at in your entire career?
Oh, man, I've hit a few in Mexico that are, I would say, off the charts. But, you know, it's hard to... I've wrestled, I think one of the most unique would have to be, I've wrestled in the city of Jerusalem on the day before Easter Sunday, so Easter weekend. That would be a pretty unique experience.
No, damn straight. And then, Jeff, my last question. You know, the thing about wrestlers is not only are you guys real-life superheroes, you're also professional badasses, right? and you get to do a unique thing of smacking people in the head with guitars. So if you could, my friend, talk me through the experience of taking a guitar and putting it through someone's forehead, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I would love for you to, you know, I'm going to throw it back at you. Do you have a favorite guitar shot? Is it Gary Coleman? Is it the Fabulous Moolah? Is it Beetlejuice? I mean, we could go on and on down the list. Just 2 months ago, Golden Globe winner Paul Walterhauser. I mean, we could go on and on and on. The double guitar shot that me and my man Jay Lethal cracked, which is the first time that's ever happened. We cracked FTR, the tag team champion, simultaneously. So it is something that I think a lot of folks live vicariously through the Last Outlaw. They'd like to do it to their maybe their job, maybe their boss, maybe their mother-in-law, maybe their brother. Who knows, whatever it may be. But do you have a favorite guitar shot?
Look, there's too many to count. Look, the one you just did to FTR last or 2 weekends ago, I saw the stitches last week on Wednesday. I saw the reaction to it. So I may have to go with that one. That was that I'll go with that one for now, huh?
I'll take it. It was a beautiful one. You know, they say the best guitar shot's the most recent one. So I'll land on that.
There it is. Jeff Jarrett, listen, my friend, I know you've talked to a lot of people today, so we appreciate the time, and I will see you at T-Mobile Arena. Thank you for entertaining us like you do every week, my friend.
My man, have a great Friday afternoon, and I'll see you Sunday. And folks, if you can't make it down to T-Mobile Arena, live on pay-per-view, go to anywhere. Bleacher Report, anywhere you buy your pay-per-view fight, pay-per-view.com, doesn't matter. If you need a ticket, go to AEWTix.com.
There it is. Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, bud. Have a great Friday.